News Talk 1110 KBNE News. Time is just about 5:30. That means it's time for another round of Central Oregon News with Kelly Blyer, brought to you by Seven Peaks Paving, your local resource for asphalt in Central Oregon. Call Seven Peaks Paving at 541-550-5989. Let's get to Kelly in the newsroom. Kelly?
Thanks, Dennis. 75 homeowners in the Aspen Lake subdivision have had to boil their water for the last couple of days after tests found coliform bacteria in the water. Routine testing caught the contamination, but Aspen Lake's owner Matt Cyrus says no one got sick.
Well, during a routine sample, we had a positive hit for total coliform, which was the first time in 15 years. And my understanding is our system was one of eight in Central Oregon that had a positive hit during this routine testing cycle.
Aspen Lake started disinfecting the system on Saturday and is expected to be back to normal by Wednesday. One Occupy Ben camper has an interesting bird's eye view. He stopped by many of the Occupy movements in the Northwest. Skylar Olson is a chef from Boulder, Colorado. He and his buddy spent part of the year cycling around the country. This year they started in Vancouver, British Columbia, and when the Occupy movement started, they decided to visit several of their bike trip. Olson says Occupy Portland was very large, pretty rowdy, and mostly made up of younger people. By contrast, he says the Ben group is more diverse and more organized.
In Portland, it was sort of, you know, there were so many people that it was, you know, a bit unfocused, and the wide array of problems that people were having and voicing was just too big and too wide. It needed to be a little more focused. But as it's gotten smaller and now we're in a group that's 20 tents and smaller, it seems much more focused, and we're actually getting down to a more, you know, we can label it to two big issues.
They plan to camp out until Thursday in Bend and then keep going on their biking trip back to Boulder. Oregon unemployment is half a point higher than the national rate, yet 1110 KBND's John Erickson says more and more people are trying to find work here.
The number of people job hunting in Oregon is 178,000, and that number is getting bigger.
We're still seeing the labor force grow, and that could be caused by people moving here, or people graduating from school and entering the labor force, or other people and families needing to look for work.
Employment economist Nick Belichick says Oregon's September unemployment rate was 9.6, the same as August. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A set of tires conversation today on KBND's morning show sparked some controversy. Oregon voters may also soon get to weigh in on the debate as a petition drive is currently underway to put a studded tire ban up for a statewide vote. ODOT's Peter Murphy says studded tires do an estimated $50 million in damage each year to our highways, but the Transportation Department only has $10 to $11 million each year to repair the highways.
So it's a dilemma for the folks who operate ODOT in our highways because we don't have the kind of numbers that it takes to repair the damage that's done. So what do you do? You know, I mean, you have to balance safety on the highway versus the ability to repair the damage that's done.
Murphy says they hear many anecdotes about people who say studs save them from a serious, even potentially fatal accident. Jeff Bernards of Portland is behind the signatures drive. He hopes to put the measure on the 2012 ballot. A leading critic of John Kroger has kinder words now that the ill attorney general is stepping down in 2013. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Attorney General John Kroger issues a statement saying health problems will require attention, limiting his time to perform the state's work. In his statement, Kroger said, quote, "I was recently diagnosed and am under the care of a physician at OHSU for a significant but not life-threatening medical condition." Kroger did not specify the type of health problem he's battling, but also said the treatment plan would not keep him from finishing his term, which ends in January 2013. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the Madras Aquatic Center is looking for a new board member. One of their members quit after only 3 months on the board over the economic challenges facing the pool. Bobby DeRose, the general manager of the center, admits the local economy has been tough, but is cautiously optimistic about their future.
I think the board and management, and you know, we have a lot of people behind this organization, and we're being as proactive as we can. We're expanding our services outside of the water to try to involve more of the community.
The Aquatic Center hopes to name a new member to the board by the end of the year. With Dennis Shaw, I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.